This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
I want you to go with me to 1 Timothy just for a second. 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy addresses what's coming. There's some false teaching that will come into the church. They've turned away from these things, spend their time arguing, talking foolishness. They want to be known as teachers of the law, so we understand the last days, these are some of the things that come. Therefore, people who are disobedient, rebellious, who are ungodly, sinful, who consider nothing sacred, defile what is holy. Yeah, the last days, all these are things that's coming. Who murder their father, their mother, or other people. Verse 9. These laws are for people who are sexually immoral, for homosexuals, slave traders, liars, oath breakers, those who do anything that contradicts right teaching that comes from the glorious good news. Yeah, all of these things are going on in the end days. We have serious conditions. We looked at those in the book of Romans. Chapter 4 of 1 Timothy. The Holy Spirit tells us, look at verse 1. The Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, last days, some will turn away from the faith. They'll follow lying spirits, teachings that come from demons. They come from where? Demon. Oh, Pastor, they're just a little off. Now, I'm not saying any one of us have 100% total understanding, but this scripture is telling us in the last days there are people that are on mission by the devil and they are inspired by lying spirits that are in them. These teachers are hypocrites and liars. They pretend to be religious, but their consciences are dead, seared. They're dead. They say it's wrong to be married. Family's under attack, I believe now, probably more than at any time in all of history. And the marriages that the world is promoting are homosexual and lesbian marriages. While they make jokes about a Christian marriage, I feel like I have to commend a couple that gets married now because so many aren't. And so many are in the church, living together, not married, no plans of getting married, and pastors aren't preaching about it. Why? They will say it's wrong to be married, wrong to eat certain foods, but God created these foods to be eaten with thanksgiving by people who know and believe the truth. So enjoy your diet, and between you and Jesus, be blessed. And I need to work out my own salvation, but we're not going to be dividing churches over the vegans or the meat eaters or something else. See, the focus is to be on Jesus Christ. fact, Paul said that when I came among you, I purposed to know nothing other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it. We may receive it gladly with thankful hearts. So I'm going to enjoy my Chinese food today. And if you don't eat Chinese food, you can pray for me. If I knew Chinese, I'd say thank you very much. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject it. We may receive it gladly with thankful hearts. For we know it is made holy by the word of God and by prayer. And such forth and so on. The last days. In Galatians, go to Galatians or Ephesians, Galatians chapter 5. So Christ has, Galatians 5 verse 1, so Christ has really set us free. New Living says, this is for real. He's really set us free. Now make sure that you stay free, church. Right? He sets us free. Make sure you stay free. Huh. If you couldn't get muddled up and bound up and messed up again, why would He say, stay free? Christ set you free, now stay free. It's an admonition. He's saying, don't do it. Don't go back there. Don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Listen, I, Paul, tell you this. If you are counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ cannot help you. I say it again, if you're trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, you must obey all the regulations in the whole law of Moses. For if you're trying to make yourself right with God by keeping the law, in other words, you can't work your way into the kingdom. Have to come through Jesus Christ. Verse 16 of chapter 5. So I advise you to live according to your new life in the Holy Spirit. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Living the new life. The old sinful nature loves to do evil, which is just opposite from what the Holy Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite from what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, and your choices are never free of this conflict. As long as you're in this world, you're going to have an enemy that's going to be attacking you. But when you're directed by the Holy Spirit, you're no longer subject to the law. When you're led by the Spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce these evil results. A whole list of them here, aren't there? How about that? Just before we close, good thing to look at and say, that's not who I am anymore. Used to be that. It used to be the way I thought. Used to be the way I acted. Used to be my lifestyle. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce these evil results. Sexual immorality, out in Jesus' name. Hello? Just out in Jesus' name. Out of the life of the believer in Jesus' name. This is the old life. Say, no, that's not who I am anymore. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Sexual immorality, impure thoughts. Out. Out. Eagerness for lustful pleasure, out. Yes. It's the old man. Idolatry, out. Participation in demonic activities, out. go. You're not welcome here anymore. Quarreling, hostility, jealousy, anger, uncontrolled anger, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, motivated by self, divisions. The feeling that, New Living Translation, the feeling that everyone is wrong except those in your own little group. I'm right and you're wrong. Out. Pride, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other kinds of sin. Out in Jesus' name. That's not my life. That's not our life. That's not who we are. You're a new creation. Hello? Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life... Now, we're not going to get back into talking about the whole thing with deliverance this morning because we don't have time. But I want you to know that anything that's in, that is not in the Holy Spirit, needs to come out. In Jesus' name. Well, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying if any of these sinful lifestyles are controlling your life, you need to get deliverance in Jesus' name. If it's in, it needs to go out. I'm not saying you're possessed by all these demons. I'm saying that if the manifestation is in your life, it needs to go in Jesus' name. Remember the morning, we were in the women's club at the time, and I just started to preach, and a demon manifests in the service. And when demons manifest, they want attention. They want everybody to come look at them and watch them perform. And Jesus didn't let them do that. Jesus would tell them, and the apostles would as well. He would tell them to be quiet, and He would call them out in Jesus' name. And so in just seconds, this created such a racket. I mean, like the whole service was... kind of lost. I don't know, honey, if you remember that service. And the floor was, I think it was like, it was a hard floor, like a terrazzo floor in that building. And so at some point, as I remember it, as people are gathering around, I'm like, we got to get some deliverance going on right now, right back here. And as I headed toward the person and they're babbling and all kinds of stuff is coming out of their mouth, they become stiff like a board, like in a seizure, and slid right out of the chair. Their feet went right under the seats in front of them and then slid right back to where they were right. Their head was underneath the seat. And this demonic spirit had taken charge or sought to take charge of the atmosphere in the whole gathering. And so we did what Jesus said to do. He said that He gave authority to His disciples to cast out demons. So we just called it out in Jesus' name. And it blubbered a little bit as it came out. It wasn't very happy to come out. I didn't send it anywhere other than to just get out of here in Jesus' name. And the person became very calm and almost acted as if they were in a deep sleep. Almost like being out in the presence of God. And came back too. And they were hungry for Jesus when they came to. Now all demons don't respond like that. They don't all react when you first start speaking. But I'm just going to go on record that I believe we're living in the day when indeed not only are the Baptists seen some deliverance, but we are just going to be ready to call out, to cast out anything that needs to be called out or cast out in Jesus' name. So if when you look in the Word of God, you say, well, what kind of things does God want to come out of me? Well, if the Word of God says, let me tell you again, as I told you before, anyone living in that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. If you cannot get into heaven with that as your life and lifestyle, then that needs to come out of you. And if you're bound and you're under control and you have no sense of freedom, then God wants to deliver you. And that's called deliverance. And again, I almost feel like I need to apologize because many of us in the faith have experienced this. You go to other countries, you deal with this stuff. Jose and Cheryl, you've dealt with this in Panama, right? You get out and you... In Africa, there were 400 kids, all demonically bound. I saw, literally like a top, I saw a kid, and this isn't like a 3-year-old, this is like maybe a 16-year-old, spin like a top on the floor. If you ever seen a top with a point, you pull the string and it spins. I literally watched this kid spin when hands were laid on to set them free, calling the demons out. They went to lay hands on one kid, and this kid went airborne and knocked about 30 people down as it moved through the crowd. And when I got home that night, I had a fellow pastor who said, I don't believe in any of that stuff. Now, there were 400 kids that came to be free. And you know what these kids said? They all had the same story. I was dedicated to Satan by the witch doctor. They had scars on their faces. They had marks from the witch doctors on their bodies. They were tortured by demons and consistently, regularly wanted to take their life because of demonic torture. They heard the gospel. They wanted to be free, but there was still bondage in their life. And so I'm with a pastor saying, well, I don't believe in that stuff. Well, let me tell you, if that pastor had been there that night, he may have become a believer. I have film of this. I watched this. I sat there and I realized here's 400 kids. About half of them were delivered. I said, well, what happened to the other half? They put zip ties on their hands and their feet. They picked them up and carried them into the prayer room. And they prayed with them all through the night until every kid was delivered and set free. This is not drive-through church. This is not a little dabble do you services. This is when we get serious and say, my family has been plagued. My family has been cursed. My life has been controlled. I have been manipulated. I have lived with these strongholds, but I'm sick and tired of being under the dominance and the control of strongholds of darkness. And I want to be free. Say, wow, I really like that. How does that happen? Well, I just told you the story. Some people were delivered instantly. Some were tied because they were out of control. They were literally carried by strong men into the prayer room, and men and women prayed all night until everyone the next day came out gloriously delivered from all of the demonic activity. You know what we started with? We started with, you know, being set free, but now hang on to your freedom. Hang on to it. This may shock you, but I could actually be stupid and try to rob a bank tomorrow. I won't. And Satan doesn't tempt me to do that. Because he knows I have no interest in doing that. The reason why I said that is, Christians can open doors to activities and strongholds of darkness by opening the doors up and allowing strongholds and controlling spiritual works of darkness back into your life. You see, how do you stay free? Start with forgiveness. We finished here last week. We got to finish. I literally think that I could teach for 24 hours on this because I'm so full. And I believe this is part of the end time deliverance that God is going to bring. And I'm so excited that Greg Locke, a Baptist minister, got to be shaking up a lot of theologians, is out here and God's using them in deliverance. And it's like around the clock because there's a lot of people in the world that have been to doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, and they've been to pastors and they've been counseled, but you cannot counsel the devil's stronghold out of somebody's life. It takes supernatural deliverance. There's authority in the name of Jesus. Authority in the name of Jesus. Authority, the name of Jesus. Last Sunday we looked at the scriptures. We're not going to go there because it's time for us to quit this morning. But we looked at, it's in Luke chapter 9 and Luke chapter 10. Go there and look at those passages if you want to review this from last week. Jesus sent out the disciples and he gave them two things, power and authority. Greek words, dunamis, same word for dynamite. But it's a God explosion. And exousia is the little 4'8" crosswalk guard with her orange glove on going, stopping the Mack truck. She has authority because she has a little thing hanging here that says the sheriff or something. And over there sits a cop in a cop car that's just waiting for somebody to be stupid enough to try to drive through. Power and authority. Jesus never sent anyone out without power and authority. Power and authority. You have power and authority through Jesus Christ. It is your birthright to be free. But do you know that a lot of the church tries to be free by simply being freed? Being freed will not keep you free. It sets you free, but does not keep you free. So many people, whether it's the Methodists and, you know, people keep coming and getting saved, keep coming and keep getting saved. Well, you know what they're doing? They're trying to get free again. Because they got free, but they don't understand that to stay free, they have to be filled. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, I believe you get all the Holy Spirit you can get when you're born again. Well, then why aren't you free? Hello? The more you surrender to God and the more of His Holy Spirit that takes authority over you, the more freedom you will have from the power of darkness. And so you must be not only filled back there, but you need to be filled here this morning. I started my morning being filled again. I stay filled again. The Word says, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit means I stay connected. It means I stay filled up. I was freed at the cross. The blood of Jesus set me free. of my sins and my sinful life and my sinful background. But the power of the Holy Spirit fills me up. And where God takes full control, the enemy must move out. And I think some of us who are in Christ just need to be filled up again. Satan doesn't control your house. You're not demon-possessed or you'd be manifesting. Preaching this message, if there was a demon in the house, it would manifest. Because the devil thinks he can mess with our heads. I think a lot of us just need to fill up more. Fill up some more. Father, we welcome you. We welcome you. Welcome. There's one more step. There's one more step. Well, how do I stay filled? You have to be fulfilled. Free, full, fulfilled. By filling your place and destiny in the kingdom. Because if you're a dead sea, you will die. And you'll have nothing alive in you. And as a pastor, if I do not stay filled, I will simply give you somebody else's message. But I must stay in His presence to stay full and filled, and then I'm fulfilled in His presence. Anytime I've been left for dead, God's brought to me one little prayer. It's been kind of simple. Goes something like this. Father, I'm going to live as long as you have something for me to do. And every demon from hell cannot do a thing to stop. I may get shot, I might be bleeding, I might have busted bones, I might get discouraged, I might fall in a hole, my nose may be in the ground, I may be walked on by devils and demons, but God, you called me, I'm on purpose, I know what I'm here for, and I'm doing it, and God, you will sustain me because I am bulletproof in your kingdom. Not talking about being arrogant in the flesh. I'm talking about being full and fulfilled, saying, I know who I am. I know what God's called me to do. I know where I'm supposed to be this morning, and I'm going to show up in Jesus' name. I'm not going to let a sickness or a disease or a tornado or something else stop me, because I am always the safest where God has called me to be. Amen.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible.